Blog Talk Radio.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth drama.
All right, welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N-Word. And I want you to holler at me, 347-826-7435 is that call-in number. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. And if you're too afraid to holler at your boy in the call, you know, you can hit me on the email tip. I will read your emails. Questions, comments, concerns, whatnot. Smoothdrama@smoothdrama.com. I want to hear from you because I'm a nice guy like that. Also, you can on Facebook, we have the Smooth Drama Facebook page where we get a lot of discourse on there. It's some crazy stuff on that page all the time. So, just Google me. Smooth Drama. If you see Smooth Drama on your social network, add me. We can talk a taste on it. Because I ain't afraid to talk to you. Hello. How are you doing? Those are my words. I feel good when I'm talking to you. I feel all warm and fuzzy inside. No, that don't sound right. Anyway, speaking of feeling warm and fuzzy inside, Donald Trump broke out with the New Deal for Black America. Like, yeah, I got you. Like I got you. He said, look, I got a New Deal for Black America. Three promises: safe communities, great education, and high paying jobs. When he rolled out, he said he would use tax holidays to help cities. I don't know what a tax holiday is. That sounds like that green unicorn that we all been waiting on, or probably Bigfoot, but tax holidays. He has a plan that would get foreign companies to invest in struggling neighborhoods here in America. So we can get some sweatshops in the hood, and a new federal disaster designation that would help get money to impoverished metropolitan areas. Yeah. Federal disaster designation. Now, if I'm not mistaken, federal disaster designation is after something like Katrina, Matthew, you know, devastating catastrophes. And you're saying that in the so-called greatest country in America, we have places where even though there was no hurricane or earthquake or anything like that, they're designated disaster areas? And my question is, not I ask you to, you listener, you know, because everybody's like, oh, Donald Trump's so horrible. And then you say, okay, well, we're going to vote for Hillary. And, you know my opinion, lesser of two evils is still evil. So I would ask you this: if you're a registered voter, would you vote for Trump if he guaranteed, he signed a binding contract saying that no police will kill black folks, unarmed black folks, without being prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law and go to real jail? Would you vote for him if that was on the table? I mean, we know it'd be a lie, but he would be the first one to say it, right? It'd be kind of interesting to see what people would say to that. I don't know. You know, being that I'm on the front line of the targeting, I'm like, whatever we gotta do, who's gonna stop? Because I know he talks about more police, and more police is not necessarily bad if they're from your neighborhood. It's like you putting dudes from Compton and they're being police in Oakland. Doesn't make sense. I'm just saying. But that's what we're dealing with. Now, we start talking about police, and you know, I'd be remiss if I did not talk about the things that people do that are really, really stupid. Case in point, Kevin Gates. He's a rapper, I guess. He's going to jail for 6 months for assaulting a fan at his concert. Apparently, the woman, like, touched him. I guess she just kept touching him. She, like, touched him, like, 3 times. And he's on tape. He's on video. And after the 3rd try, he kicked her. Like, stop touching me. And, you know, inevitably, we will always compare it to some sentence that happens with white people. And I get it, you know. Hey, Brock Turner got 3 months. He got 6 months. Brock Turner raped a woman and got 3 months reduced sentence. And this dude, I mean, he kicked a woman. And he got 6 months. Now, the crimes aren't comparable, whatnot, but I'm just saying, you know, why are we defending, and I get you're talking about the comparative sentences, but he still kicked a woman, a fan of his, as a matter of fact. And look, hey, I've seen different concerts. A dude would roll up on the stage. I watched Sean Price knock a dude almost out on the stage. The dude ran up on the stage and grabbed him. And Sean, bam, like, oh, I'm sorry, dude, but you touched me. It happens. But, and I mean, I remember I saw a dude touch Lil' Kim's pussy on stage. Like, she was bent over rapping, and dude reached out and, like, put his hand, because she had on, like, a little bathing suit, and he, like, put his hand right there. She didn't kick him, spit on him, none of that. She just got up like, I hope your finger smells good and you never wash that finger. I mean, I'm just saying, a little groupie love ain't the worst thing in the world. And so I get we're defending the sentencing, but can we really be defending these cats that's predisposed to kicking women? Kicking women. It's like, hey, you know, I see, hey, get your hand off me. Like you can move a hand, or that's your security. But I don't think his life was in danger for him to kick women. And look, I'm saying, sometimes y'all defend the wrong person, because he went in there and he was like, I want to do stand your ground defense. He said self-defense was his reasoning. Yeah, and I'm not going to say it's misogyny, whatnot. I mean, because we know black folks, white folks, going to get different sentences, right? But at the same time, hey, leave the Don't hit the women. You kicking women? Nah. For what? She's a fan. And now you going to jail. Probably could have settled it. He probably was like, nah, I ain't selling shit. You know, these hardcore dudes. Now you going to jail. I can't necessarily defend it because it's like, you know, it's kind of tough defending somebody who's hitting women. And, you know, self-defense by saying, well, she was touching me. And there's a video of it. It's like, it wasn't life-threatening. It was just, hey, you shouldn't touch me. And let that be it. But I'm curious what y'all think about it. 347-826-7435. Or email me your answer. SmoothDrama@SmoothDrama.com. I have my opinion. We talked about Josh Brown and Greg Hardy and Ray Rice, and we always go back and forth. Well, look what happened to Josh Brown as opposed to, and I'm like, yeah, that shit was evil. But you know what? You can complain to a point, but Greg Hardy is a terrible man who straight up menaced women. Meaning, we of course saw Ray Rice. He knocked his woman out on national video for the whole world to see. You can't really defend. I mean, yeah, you can say, yeah, Josh Brown should have got more. We know white folks are going to get different sentences. That still doesn't mean we're going to give a pass to these cats that's predisposed to knocking women out, are we? Yeah, we talk about justice and whatnot, but hey, it's hard to defend the cat that want to smack women, want to beat women up, shit, want to like kill people. It's hard to defend these cats. I mean, everybody's talking about Donald Trump and, you know, him talking about grabbing pussy whatnot. But, hey, once again, that was like 11 years ago. And it was a conversation he didn't even know was being recorded. Again, that there's no correlation. And then you start talking about, oh, well, if such and such, if a black person would have said that, I'm like, we would laugh too. But I'm just saying, yeah, it's unfair, it's unequal. But I can't, just because it's a lesser evil, doesn't mean I can't roll with it. And I look at you and I question you to say, can you roll with it because it's a lesser evil? It's still evil, right? If I'm predisposed to smacking women and my white counterpart is predisposed to smacking women, yeah, we may get unequal sentences, but I still deserve a sentence, which is all I'm saying. And I'm saying, hey, bruhs already know they gonna get an unequal sentence. And they still disrespectful to the queen. And see, all I'm saying, in these times when you know that there ain't no love for you, all that's happened, all the shootings, the protests, whatnot, and you still out here with that foolishness, I can't say that I'm down with your team. We need to raise our standards up a little bit, which is what I'm saying. I say, like, I'm a fake celebrity, right? If I'm out and somebody touched me, like, I'm somewhere and somebody, oh, rub my chest. Oh, you the comedian. No, I'm not the comedian. Don't be touching me. I'm not going to punch you in the face. Right? I'm not going to punch you in the face. Don't make sense. It's like, hey, okay, well, yeah, that's not me. Or even if they thought it was you. Like, well, thank you. I'm glad you like my chest. And move on. I think that's kind of it, right? I'm thinking I'm big and strong enough to push somebody off if I think they're violating my space. That's all. There's some common sense there. Lesser of two evils. I'm going on break. This is De La Soul, Royalty Cakes.
They are so annoying.
Shut up, you fool. She's here.
Ladies and gentlemen, crystal-carrying pixie peasants and warriors, elders, ancestors, sons and daughters, lion-hearted kings and everything in between, take a seat.
You consider them kings to bow to icing on cakes. Chariots cruise at tortoise speed. Lay your box focus on royalties. Longer than Sears catalog, stirring like matadors and battable actual LPs. Mirror the crimson tie, the color of the Rubik. Them duplex views got your nose up. But cozy up to the swamp though, at long term froze is up. The Jonas up. I get swallowed by the barracuda. Androids read raps off our phones. I choke the blood out of belt tips. Heavyweights up to the front of the belt fist. The wealth is like ivory toothpicks. One out of each tusk and muskets bust for each and every hiccup. Salute life when dawn breaks. Born colored foe mingling tells on these royalty cakes. I repeat, salute life when dawn breaks. Born colored foe mingling tells around royalty cakes. Royalty.
Secretly in cloud formation, waterfall rhythms from crowns containing galaxies, gems from past dimensions, a bond so strong it has unbreakable status, fits hieroglyphic scripture like a god from Atlantis.
Us three be the omega like fish oil, this royal right we own no rentals, owners of the Cape Express. Human fresh from the mind, you ate off the plate of fundamentals. Knocked on every door of the country's red rugs will lay on floor as we walk. And etched in like testament, you find the atomic number 79 on Vernon's periodic table you dine upon. Sitting on thrones getting blown to bits by a royal dime, filet of fine dining. News from the east, sire, the east coast kings still finding ways to stay on, play on like a damn disease. Spread the words of Ramsey to fry up the pan of these. Salute dawn when day break and give me my checks with the same first name as my cake. I repeat, salute dawn when day break and give me my checks with the same first name as my cake. Lord.
We are an army of stars unleashed. The sky takes note when we speak. Our cakes move with the wind because of the wings beneath. Our cakes move with the wind, because of the wings beneath. This is royalty. The sky takes note when we speak. Our cakes move with the wind, because of the wings beneath. This is royalty.
together you got smooth drummer.
Welcome back to Smooth Drama. That was De La Soul. Royalty Cake. 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. Or you can email me, smoothdrama@smoothdrama.com, with your questions, comments, concerns. And if you're ghost listening, jump in the chat room. Say something. I'll listen to you. I won't diss, I promise. Unless you say something really, really dumb, then I probably will diss you. But other than that, I think we're good to go. But as y'all know, my favorite part of the show, well, one of my favorite parts of the show, I like it all, obviously, because I do it, but dumbass of the week. Always got to get that last one in. Dumbass of the week is a New York woman. Shout out to my co-host, Mr. J and G-Spot. They both New Yorkers. So if they listening, yeah, I'm hating on y'all state because there's too many of y'all in that little bitty ass spot. But I'm digressing. Dumbass of the week, a New York woman spent $20 on a bucket of chicken. And she was disappointed when she said the meal fell short of what was advertised. Anna Wurzburger. One, she probably should be slapped because her name is Anna Wurzburger. I'm not being misogynist. I'm just saying. She said she saw the advertising that showed a bucket that's overflowing with chicken. And so she claims it's false advertising. Now, I'm a guess, if you spent $20 on the bucket, you probably got about 12 pieces? 12 pieces does not fill up the bucket. I would want to tell Ms. Wurzburger that, hey, if you want the bucket full, you're probably going to have to pay $40 to get like 24 pieces. But the fact that she's suing for $20 million because she said she didn't get enough chicken, I'm like, one, when people come to the court with these stupid-ass lawsuits, see, these are the people who should get a month in jail just because you're suing KFC because you spent $20 and it didn't fill up the bucket. And this is what I'm saying. This is probably why I'm not a judge and never will be, but I can play one on the air here. If I was a judge, automatically, if Anna Wurzburger says that, I'm saying contempt of court, and you get a month, a whole month in jail. You can hang out, and you can ask them where the chicken at. And maybe you and some other female, y'all can play hide the chicken sometime. I don't know. It's just stupid. Dumb ass. Trying to get a buck. I mean, who does that? It's an ad. Ads aren't real. Anyway. Woo! Stupid people every day. Now, the hater of the week is on something different. The hater of the week is one of the scariest things ever. Maida E. Rivera Juarez. She added toxic liquids, cleaning solutions, into a Keurig machine in the freight company JAS's forwarding break room for weeks. The employees who drank coffee have been getting sick and didn't know what was going on. And, you know, all the staff, majority of the staffers who are drinking this coffee are having diarrhea and digestive problems. So what he did I guess he looked at the I guess there was a tape, whatnot. He looked at the video and seen that Maida Juarez was dropping cleaning solution into the coffee machine. Now, that's a special. See, if you hate like one person, two persons, then it's like maybe you drop it in their coffee, but when you put it in there for everybody, I mean, it's like you don't care about nobody. I'm like, wow. It's a special kind of hate there. When you're trying to poison everybody, you know, it takes a certain kind of person. You know, you gotta have a certain kind of mindset, right? Where you're like, you know, I'm just getting everybody. All y'all gotta die. Yeah, I would never. I mean, it makes me think I should never drink or eat anything at work ever. Cause hell, you never know. You could be working with an Ada Juarez too. Somebody who just bam, I'm gonna drop some cleaning solution in the coffee, in the tea, or whatever. Bring donuts to everybody. Everybody gets sick. That is some ill shit right there. That is some real ills. Whoo! You want to talk about some ill stuff? You know me. I talk about subliminal racism and how subliminal racism is everywhere. And it's that subtle stuff. And I saw something where they were talking about these dogs in Kansas with a mouthful of like Asian lady beetles. And I was like, oh wow, because you know they got the picture. And you know, no disrespect, but you know how white people feel about dogs and whatnot. So I'm guessing it was collective groan, like, oh my God. Those, because it was like the dog had like 20, 30 beetles like lodged in his mouth. It was like some gross stuff for real. But I say this is subliminally racist because they said Asian ladybug. Oh, I stand corrected. Asian lady beetles. Now, why couldn't it just be lady beetles? Or just beetles? Why you gotta say Asian lady beetles? Now, for context, y'all remember a few years back, probably a decade or so ago, when everybody was getting bent out of shape. The Africanized honeybees are coming. They're migrating to North America, and they're the more aggressive bee, and they will attack and kill you. They're a vicious strain of bee. Remember that? Same concept when you talk about Asian lady beetles. Where we're talking about something, and then you show these pictures, and you have the right thing. Once again, white people, dogs. So at that point, you're like, oh my God, these vicious Asian lady beetles from Asia, where they're so evil. And now, maybe it's a coincidence, maybe it isn't, but I'm thinking, what's the stereotype when we talk about Asians and dogs? I mean, there is a stereotype about Asians and dogs, right? You know, like, if you got Asian next door neighbors, is your dog going to disappear? If you go to eat some Chinese food, is that really chicken? Is that really beef? Or is it dog? I mean, I'm just saying. Those are the stereotypes, right? Now, think about it when they say Asian lady Beatles. None of those connotations come to mind also. It's like subliminal programming to make you hate people. I mean, now let's think about it for a second. I mean, we know that China is emerging as a power. Shit, not emerging. They are the preeminent military power in the world right now. And they're coming on. And so you start with the subliminal hating. And boom, you have this innocent picture of dogs with vicious Asian lady beetles attacking our poor dogs and getting in their mouth. And you have to go through this, and they're causing ulcers on the tongue and mouth, and they have a very painful bite. I'm just saying, maybe it's racist. Maybe it's not racist. I'm saying it's on racist street, but that's just me. It's a subliminal thing. You know, like, for example, it may not be racist, but I thought it was funny when we talk about subliminal stuff. No. Ohio has their new lethal injection system, and there are lawyers who are fighting it because they can make money. But you didn't hear that from me. These lawyers are fighting this new lethal injection system. It's a three-drug method where you're going to get one of them, midazolam, and it's supposed to sedate you. And they're arguing that it doesn't really relieve an inmate's pain. They said it was used in problematic executions in Arizona and Ohio in 2014. But the Supreme Court upheld the use of midazolam, and that's it. But according to these filings, they said midazolam is not a barbiturate and cannot relieve pain. Inmates are likely to experience severe physical pain, mental suffering, and anguish. And, you know, I'm sitting up there like, man, yeah, nobody should have to experience mental suffering and anguish, except, you know, aren't these hostess dying? I mean, last time I checked, when you say lethal injection, that implies the death penalty. Now, let's look at how cruel the death penalty is. I mean, one, you know for years in advance. It's not like they sneak up on you with it. You go through all your appeals, and they're just, hey, one day we're going to kill you. Don't necessarily know when, but we're going to leave that shit dangling over your head. So, one, that's mental suffering and anguish right there, right? You just constantly in the middle of suffering because you know you're going to die. We know we're going to die. Everybody dies. But when they're telling you we're going to kill you, we're going to kill you someday. You can peel it, whatnot. But one of these days, the bill's coming due, and we're going to kill you. And they give you the ultimate perp walk, right? I mean, hey, you get your last meal, whatever you want, don't matter, within reason. They get you the priest who won't come and say the last rites to you. And then when they got you doing the perp walk, they also got an audience to watch your ass. I'm like, and don't get me wrong, I don't feel sorry for none of these criminals, the guilty ones. Now, the ones who are not guilty, yeah. We know there's been a few of those, but the guilty ones, hey, sucks to be you, right? But there's an audience. I mean, it's like those lynchings back in the day. I mean, those are innocent people who were lynched. But I'm just saying, there's an audience. Why is there an audience for executions? And how is that not considered cruel and unusual punishment? And wouldn't count toward the mental anguish, because you're walking and you're taking that long walk to death. You know, I'm thinking most folks would be like, well, can I just get that where you just cap me in my sleep or something? They'd probably be better off with that. Just put it in my food. Don't let me know. Just put it in my food so I can eat it. And then I can just like, bam, I can just tap out in my sleep. It'd be all good. I mean, I'm thinking that would be kind of cool, right? If you can get it like that, as opposed to what they're talking about. These humane drugs. So we can drug you up and you don't feel it, but we're killing you. I mean, it doesn't matter if you felt whether or not you're killed. You're being killed. You know you're being killed. You're being walked down the aisle. You about to marry death. You got your fathers with you. And they're not your good fathers. You got your fathers with you. And they're like, yeah, we about to hook you up. We about to kill you, homie. We about to stick them drugs in you. Or we about to get that electric chair. I mean, yeah. That's what it's all about. Humane execution. Killing me softly. Maybe that's what Roberta Flack was talking about. Killing me softly. But it's not with the words. With them lethal injections. Anyway, me thinks I need a break. So I'm going to go on break. This is T.I. 40 Acres.
Anybody in a rough freedom killer. Word to a Robert F. Williams, killer. Devil got a stick on my stomach. Ooh, word to Elijah Muhammad. Ooh, I don't give a damn what the preacher ever tell y'all. Jesus Muhammad ain't coming. Ooh, I'ma tell y'all what the ancestors should have did when it's in the first vote coming. Yeah, killed every man, child, woman. Yeah, killed every damn thing on it. Yeah, killed everything in the most European to the back to the queen like, ho. You ever step your foot in Kimmy, bitch, we slit your throat. We sent them funny fuckboy preacher type back to the boat. Fuck Medusa, this the school of Chaka Zula. Fast forward to the future, chopper do you. We been dying and they crying and we screaming hallelujah. When them crackers ask why, say we did it, motherfucker.
40 acres and a mule, I spent my reparations on a jeweler. I bought a time piece, now ain't no looking back. Now ask them motherfuckers what the fuck they looking at.
Fill in my pocket with Benjamin. Who the fuck are you? I've been there. No cracker see me on the hill again. Say, that's at the jail, the fingers are trump. Fuck the police, they crazy to become. Dip for you over and are you legit? Ask you for your license when you reaching they dumb. Not a prison yard like the concrete. A house nigga snitching over, got him killed. Nigga thought he made it cause he got a deal. First album, supposed to get out of here. Not quite though, bitch. Still it blew 24 hours from the hill. Learn stay silent. Learn most of these streets. They did they college. I'm certified. Don't murder guy. But my nigga still fuck civilized. Kill me.
Still right, be the murder case, this nigga like me. Heard it from the king, what you mean? Man, yeah, spent my 40 acres for my mule and my mansion, yeah. 40 acres and a mule, I spent my reparations on a jeweler. I bought a time piece, now ain't no looking back. Now ask them motherfuckers what the fuck they looking at. 40 acres and a mule.
I'm still waiting on Obama. Like, you got like 2 weeks left, right? So next week, you can just bust out a reparation and then just run out. Everybody black get $140. Like, $100 is the interest for the 40 acres. Since we're not going to get the 40 acres. They just like cuz a check for $140. I don't know. Would you take $140? It'd be better than nothing, right? Even though they'll make you pay taxes on that $140. Just say, we get $140 tax free. It's exempt. Anyway, not going to happen. Groundhog Day. Y'all know what that is. Groundhog Day is where we talk about the things that happen over and over again. Like the jury acquitting the leaders of the Oregon standoff of federal charges. Like, you know, they didn't really do nothing wrong. Now, you just got through talking about it. And we know that if that would have been any group of black folks, just go to the park, seize the National Wildfire Refuge. For 41 days, there was a standoff. They had guns. They had guns. Hold on a second. Caller, you're on the air. Welcome to Smooth Drama. How can I help you? Caller, you're on the air going once. Caller, twice. All right. Anyway, back to what I was saying. Think about that for a second. 41 days, not 41 minutes, not 41 hours, 41 days in a dispute over control of federal land. Now we know those Native Americans who were protesting that that pipeline, whatnot, they just got kicked off. They can't even go on the land at all. And they had the dogs and everything. These cats didn't get the dogs. Nothing. They straight up. They just took it over with guns and got waited out 41 days when they negotiated their plea. Now they're supposed to stand trial in Nevada early next year, but I'm going to take a guess. They're probably going to get off then too. But, I mean, we know. A group of black folks. The last time a group of black folks disputed something with the federal government, I think they were called the Black Panthers. Didn't end well for them. You know, there were them coordinated attacks where Fred Hampton and a few other Panthers were shot and killed. These cats out and out in public. So, Groundhog Day. White people are held to different standards. For some strange reason, they just walk and take over a facility with guns. No one will shoot at them. No one shot at them. Not a bullet was fired. Just talking. Hey, white guys. Why is there a problem?
You guys own our land, and we're not going to have it. This is land that we want to have. We want to do barbecues and stuff.
Okay, well, let's talk about it. Black folks. Hey, man, we want to use this land. See, I'm running out of breath, but it's still more bullets will be shot because they wouldn't stop with the bullets. Everybody that was out there protesting would get at least 20 bullets each inside them to make sure that black protesters don't see the light. Not armed protesters at that. Mm-mm. You can go out there and "We shall overcome." You can do that. And you go out there with guns, taking your ass out. And speaking of taking your ass out, I was reading, there's a woman, Dr. Emily Wittgob. She is in her supervising role. She's in her first year at Stanford Hospital. And she was talking about discrimination from a patient, like racist patients who don't want you to work on them, whatnot. And so they're like, "Well, I have a special thing that I'm going to do to enact." And I'm like, "You don't need no special thing. You don't want to live? My black ass can't work on you. You know what? I'm gonna give you a referral. Hopefully that doctor can see you whenever, and I'm out." Makes sense to me. Like, you know, the times where you have to help the ignorant, nah, I'm not even feeling that. It's not gonna happen. And I guess I I commend Miss Whitgob for her, whatever you want to call it. But yeah, the whole I'm gonna try and save folks that don't want to be saved by you because they're ignorant. Good luck with that. Here's a piece of paper. Hopefully somebody else will deal with you. Cause I'm like, days when we gotta beg to help folks that don't want to be helped should be over with. There's just some common sense to this. And this ain't even race. This is not even racial. Even though some of it is. But I'm like, look, if you ignorant and stupid and you know you don't want to get help, whatnot, then hey, do your thing. Do your thing. But I ain't gonna help you. Carry your ass on. In the meantime, what y'all know about the Pentagon? The Pentagon is demanding money back from the National Guard soldiers. They said that the Army National Guard collectively received at least $30 million in bonuses altogether. That wasn't really theirs. It must be repaid. And that's funny as hell. You think about this for a second. Because $30 million seems like a whole lot, right? Until you spread it out amongst millions of folks, like however many. And they're like, nah, that didn't belong to them. And I'm like, you always hear that, hey, thank you for your service. We support the troops. Thank you for your service. We support the troops. Except for when we gotta pay you. Now, they did this audit, and it's for more than 30,000 records beginning in 2011. And so they're saying that they overpaid, which I'm like, can you overpay for people who are getting shot at day after day after day? Now, I'm not no commercial for the military. I mean, for me, this whole military thing is like one of the ultimate in pimping. Because these so-called wars we're having, they're not really wars. Last time the United States was attacked was what? Shit. 1941? That was Pearl Harbor. And the time before that when the United States was attacked was what? When Pancho Villa went into New Mexico? That's like the last time the United States was attacked. 1941 is like 59, like 75 years ago. Meantime, we've been fighting everybody and their mama. I mean, Korea, Vietnam, Grenada, pick any little country. We've been smacking on them, you know. Stealing their drugs, which is basically what we've been doing. Afghanistan, Iraq. And I know folks are going to say, oh, there you going to go talking about that stuff again. But I'm going to say this. President Obama got the Nobel Peace Prize for what? Supposedly stopping the battle in Iraq and Afghanistan, withdrawing the troops. So he withdrew the troops and then a few months later sent them right back in. But they weren't troops, they were consultants, people who tell you how to shoot the bullets by showing you how to shoot the bullets and every now and again shooting the bullets so you can see how they would shoot the bullets. So they were not soldiers. they were consultants. They brought all the soldiers home, but they sent over like 10, 20,000 consultants. Now, I'm a stickler. I know. And folks like, hey, we love Barack Obama. And I mean, by all accounts, he's a cool-ass dude. Still, I'm waiting on my $140. I'm saying, I know we're not going to get 40 acres and a mule. Shit, I might take the mule. But point is, I want my $140. That's not the point, but now that I think about it, I do want $140. It'd be my groceries. Anyway, digressing. Point being, you have all these allocation of troops, right? And then you start talking about you want to take money from it. And it shows the hypocrisy because people always talk about the flag. And as we know, people are against folks protesting the flag, whatnot. But the actual soldiers, you know, thank you for your service. Thank you for your service. Thank you for your service. But at the same time, you're stepping over them cats. You're stepping over them cats every day downtown. Because who you think a lot of them homeless cats are? Those are your veterans that you thanking for their service by stepping over their ass. And trying to pass laws to make sure they are not within your eyesight. Which is what it always comes down to. We talk a good game when you talk about, hey, supporting the troops and all that stuff, but I'm like, supporting the troops in what endeavor? They're not fighting for our freedom. They're fighting for rich folks' agenda. Our freedoms have not been attacked, and I know we're going to talk about that 9/11, but last time I checked, 9/11, yeah, a lot of people died, but that was some buildings that were hit. I mean, and those folks wasn't even from Iraq or Afghanistan. They were from Saudi Arabia. And we didn't even attack Saudi Arabia. Not one time. As a matter of fact, we led an airstrike on Iraq with Saudi America. And we made sure that, well, not we, but the lawmakers made sure that you couldn't sue Saudi Arabia. Think about that for a second. You can't sue the government that financed the guys that came over and dropped the planes on y'all beloved building. Can't sue them, can't do nothing. They're dropping bombs on Iraq still. People in Iraq are like, well, shit, what we do? We had nothing to do with nothing. But they're being bombed out of existence. And I know we don't care about poor folks nowhere else, but I'm thinking it would behoove you to think about that for a second. Because if you don't care about poor folks there, you can't complain about some stuff that goes on here now in the United States. And on that note, I am Mr. F the N-Word, and this was another Smooth Drama production. And I'm out. Peace.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Together you got smooth drama. Smooth.